from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A new report from California's superintendent has some big suggestions for gaining, training, and retaining the next generation of great teachers. Stanford education professor Linda Darling Hammond co-chaired the task force behind this new report called Greatness by Design. Dr. Hammond was also an education advisor to the Obama campaign in 2008. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Give me one big idea from this report on how to improve teaching in California. You say that there are a lot of great bits of experimentation going on across the state. They're not really pulled together cohesively into policy right now. Give us one example of something we might pull together someday.
Well, one of the things California has been a pioneer on is creating something called a teacher performance assessment that actually asks teachers to demonstrate they can teach as part of getting a license. If we took this performance assessment and really used it to both evaluate beginning teachers and to evaluate the programs that prepare them, we could leverage substantial changes in the quality of preparation that all teachers and administrators receive.
I'm assuming this involves more of a hands-on kind of preparation for classroom work instead of just taking a test on a test and then getting a teacher's license, right?
Absolutely. This is not about bubbling in a multiple choice test. This is actually planning a curriculum, teaching the curriculum, being videotaped while you teach it, collecting evidence of student learning and demonstrating that you can pull it all together and teach. The significance of improving preparation so that every single teacher is really ready to hit the ground running is that you begin to create a profession that, like medicine, it involves the clinical training that you have to have to be expert.
How amenable are teachers to doing something like this?
Teachers have been very supportive of moving in this direction, as has the Teachers Association and administrators. It helps teachers do what they want to do, which is to be successful. It helps programs improve what they do so they can really know if their candidates can teach. It helps parents and kids by being sure that they have a teacher who knows how to pull it all together. And it helps the profession by setting a high bar and really moving towards a high status, a high quality profession.
What districts in the Bay Area or elsewhere in California are moving in this direction? Are there any examples of school districts that are trying to do more without being prompted by the state to ensure that they're getting the best teachers they can?
Absolutely. In the Bay Area, there are lots of teacher education programs that use this assessment. Stanford University is one of them. San Jose State is another. And the new teacher residency program in San Francisco, all of the candidates coming in are involved in this kind of performance assessment, and the programs have really added a full year of clinical training under the wing of an expert teacher so that the coursework is informed by application in practice, and teachers are coming up very well prepared.
To put it simply, how can you tell if a teacher is good?
You have to understand learning and child development. Who are the kids in your classroom? How do they learn? And how do you support that learning in a variety of ways? You have to understand cultures and contexts within which people learn. A good teacher has those tools, also is committed to trying new approaches and new explanations and new strategies whenever students have not yet learned the material, and they're committed to continually improving their practice and working with their colleagues and parents to do that.
You've been involved in education research for well over 30 years. You know all of the issues that face educators and the challenges in making policy change. I don't have to tell you how tough it is in California to make change happen. How does this move from paper to policy? I mean, whose responsibility is this? And is there any hope of it moving realistically anytime soon?
Well, one of the things about making any kind of change in California is you have to bring the legislature, the State Department of Education, the Credentialing Commission, the Governor's Office together. And what's important about this task force is that it had all of the parties at the table. So we're starting with a consensus, which was not easy to achieve, but will make implementation much easier to happen.
How does California compare to other states in terms of these kinds of teachers' reforms? I know we hear a lot about certain states like, you know, Massachusetts doing so well in education. How are we actually doing nationwide?
Well, we have the problem in California of spending less than almost every other state and therefore having a hard time holding on to our good ideas. But we've actually invented more good ideas for improving teaching. We were the pioneer that created beginning teacher mentoring. We created many of the best models for preparation. We created the performance assessments that other states are now trying to implement. We have great ideas in California. Our challenge is to, once we've created these ideas, to keep them going and to make the investments on which our state can actually flourish.
Stanford education professor Linda Darling-Hammond co-chaired the task force behind this new report. It's called Greatness by Design. Professor Linda Darling-Hammond, I really appreciate the insights. Thanks for talking to us.
It was my pleasure.
I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.